All personnel working at an abandoned uranium mine in the Talicho region have been evacuated to Yellowknife as a precaution while a 32,000-hectare wildfire rages on nearby. Officials with the Talicho government reported all 36 personnel at the Quetia, Rayrock, remediation project began evacuations on July 5. The Rayrock remediation project team has confirmed the safe evacuation of 36 personnel to Yellowknife, in accordance with the project's emergency management and fire protection plan. All Talicho personnel are accounted for and were safely evacuated, wrote the Talicho government on their social media feed July 9. Evacuations began on Saturday evening and continued through Sunday. Essential personnel remained on site to complete critical shutdown procedures and were evacuated by the end of Monday, July 7. The safety of the team and the protection of the environment remain the top priorities of the Rayrock remediation project. The project team is working closely with NWT Fire to monitor the situation. Quetia is the Talicho name for the area and translated to, where rock projects outward and into the water that flows by. Wildfire ZF013 is burning east of the Emil River and has merged with several other wildfires, now reported at 32,000 hectares in size. The GNWT's wildfire update website says firefighters have recommended structural protections be put in place as winds are expected to point northwest this coming week. Out of use since Rayrock Mines Limited closed it in 1959 and abandoned the site, the project is roughly 145 kilometers north of Yellowknife. The mine was in operation for 2 years and over 70,000 tons of ore were removed from the mine and processed, yielding 207 tons of uranium concentrate, also known as yellowcake, which the company did not consider a profitable volume of the nuclear fuel to continue operations. According to the World Nuclear Association, 1 ton of uranium can produce 44 million kilowatt-hours of electricity, so the yield from the mine would have produced 9.1 billion kilowatt-hours of power. For perspective, in 2020 the city of Yellowknife used 6,600 kilowatt-hours per person. Yellowknife's population in 2020 was 20,834, meaning in 2 years of operation the unprofitable mine produced enough fuel to power Yellowknife at its 2020 demand for 66 years. Since its closure, the mine has been of particular concern to the Talicho people as contaminants from the mine could impact wildlife and habitat. A zone of avoidance was established around the mine which Talicho members avoid. The mine was initially remediated in 1996 to standards set by the Atomic Energy Board, but it was later determined the work done was insufficient to prevent contamination to the outside environment. Crown Indigenous Relations and Northern Affairs Canada determined in 2017 that further work was needed to ensure the safety of the surrounding area and work has been ongoing since then. Work to be completed includes replacing the steel, rock, concrete and/or polyurethane caps to block the entranceways to the mines, removing hazardous material which is still present at the site, recapping and sealing mine tailings ponds to prevent them from eroding out into the surrounding ecosystem and removing uranium-contaminated sediment from Mill Lake.